The sale itself is honorable and it does not need to be discounted. Let me say that one more time. The sale itself is honorable and so it does not have to be discounted. So change your come from and don't show up during this time of the year saying, I'm just going to discount and get as many sales as I possibly can. Instead, make the decision that you are going to sell quality transformational experiences to those that you serve during this time.
You're listening to the Move to Millions podcast with Dr. Darnell Jervy Harmon, the place to be for high-level conversations about all things millions. Your mission, mindset, methodologies, mandate, movement, messaging, marketing, metrics, and most definitely your money. I am your host, spiritual business growth coach, Dr. Darnell J. Harmon. Join me each week for inspiring stories, powerful interviews, and business growth strategy to help you experience abundance in your life because of your business. If you're ready to move to your next level everything, let's get this party started. This episode is powered by Move to Millions, the book. Time is moving closer and closer to the release of the book you need in your professional library. Move to Millions, the proven framework to become a million-dollar CEO with grace and ease and hustle and grind is the only book you need if you have millions on your mind and you want to do it without compromising your family, your faith, your freedom, your finances, or your fun. Stop what you're doing and go right now to movetomillionsbook.com to not only pre-order your copy or two, but to get our exclusive bonuses. Now, listen, these bonuses will expire. If you wait until the book releases, you'll miss out on more than $1,000 worth of additional insights and guidance from yours truly. Stop playing and go right now to movetomillionsbook.com. Before we jump into today's episode, I need you to do me a favor. If you have yet to leave me a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, would you please take the 3 to 5 minutes and rate this episode that I know is going to change your life? Thank you in advance for helping us to get into more countries around the world. We are coming into the fourth quarter of the year, and have I got a treat for you? I personally believe that the fourth quarter is the most profitable quarter in any business, any year. And I'm going to talk to you today about some of the strategies that we share with our clients and we use ourselves to help us maximize holiday selling. But I'm going to give you a little interesting twist. I want to show you and share with you and have a conversation with you about selling during the holidays without discounting. Wait, what? I know somebody just probably pulled their car over to the side of the road because everywhere you look, as we come into the fourth quarter, you see discounted this, you see discounted that. You see everyone waiting for Black Friday because they know that they can get something for cheap. Well, here's the thing. You're not in retail, you're in services. And we don't discount our services. Discounting your services really taints the experience of the client because they're not going to get the full transformation and you're going to become resentful because they didn't pay you what you should have made in order to provide them the transformation that you provide. Now, sure, I know a lot of times we take the holidays to sell our passive products, products that don't require us to show up for people to begin their journey of transformation. And even then, I'm going to suggest and submit to you that it is not required that you discount it. Now, I know that this is contrary, and I know that other people are going to tell you, will you encourage you to deeply discount your products and services during this time? But you don't have to do that. Not only have I had a Black Friday where I made six figures from not discounting my services, I remember a few years ago, we haven't done it in a while, but I remember a few years ago, we offered VIP days on Black Friday. My VIP day at the time was around $7,500 or $10,000. And I sold, maybe it was more than that, because I think I sold maybe five or six of them. And we made just shy. Yeah, so just shy of seven figures. So it was probably, they were 12.5 by the time we did it, because the year I'm thinking of is 2019. They were 12.5 and we sold six, I believe. What is that? Where's my calculator? I don't have my calculator right here, but I'm going to find it and I'm going to add that up for you. And the reason why this is important, and I wanted to do this episode as we come into the period, because most of us know, right? We know that we should be selling something. Yes, 75,000 is what we did. We know we should be selling something and maximizing that corridor, right? Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday. And I want you to be generating awareness and generating revenue during that weekend. But I don't necessarily want you to be selling the thing for stupid cheap, because that client is probably not your ideal client. And one of the decisions you always have to make in your business is, where do you want to have the biggest impact, right? Because you can have customers. Customers are those people who purchase things from you that don't build a relationship with you, right? Like, they know who you are. They grab the t-shirt. They buy the digital course. They maybe do it or they don't. They're your customer. But to truly impact and make sure that transformation is coming into the lives of those you serve, I think they need to be your client. Now, I could be wrong and you could disagree, and that is totally okay. For me, when it comes down to holiday selling, these are the things that I think about. All right, so here's what we're going to talk about today. First and foremost, I just want you to know that October is the time to begin preparing for holiday sales. October. That's why this particular episode is strategically placed, so that if you hadn't been thinking about it, you can start to think about it. Because you've got to have everything in place at the top of the fourth quarter so that you can, if you are going for Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday, you can actually maximize the time being spent there. Now, I want to just remind you one more time that you do not have to sell lower ticket items during the holiday season to be relevant or to make big money. That's what you've been led to believe. But again, I want to remind you that you are not in retail. You are a service-based business. And I'm talking to you if you're a service-based business. If your business is retail, rock on. Follow the strategy that works best for you. Although we could work with those types of clients, that's not who we choose to work with here at Incredible One Enterprises through our Incredible Factor University programs. And you have to keep in mind that consumers aren't just looking for deals. They're looking for transformation. And if they are to be transformed, it's a deal. Did you catch that? If they are going to be transformed, then it is a deal. So they're willing to invest in the deal because it is going to produce transformation for them. I also want you to keep in mind that during the fourth quarter, people are uber sensitive to taxes and being able to save money on their taxes. This is regardless of whether or not they are an entrepreneur or an employee. Employees know that personal development is a tax write-off, as well as entrepreneurs. So they're looking for things to invest in for those of us who are service-based businesses. They're looking for us. They're looking for ways to spend money that reduces that overall tax liability at the end of the year. That is why you need to make sure that your presence is felt during the fourth quarter. I'm a big advocate for spending time with family and balancing the holidays, right? Knowing how to show up for your business by also being present for every cookie baking session, every tree trimming, every shopping for the turkey, all the things, right? Being present for all of that. But I'm also a big advocate for making sure that you automate as much of your marketing during the holiday season as possible, so that even when you are having chestnuts roast by an open fire, your people are seeing you, they're seeing you, and they're making a decision, they're clicking, they're taking that call to action to take the next step. So change your come from, and don't show up during this time of the year saying, I'm just going to discount and get as many sales as I possibly can. Instead, make the decision that you are going to sell quality transformational experiences to those that you serve during this time. Now, the question I'm hearing in my mind is, okay, Darnielle, that sounds good. But if I'm trying to scale my business to the $1 million mark, how can I sell those quality transformational experiences during this period of time? Easy, right? You should already have a leveraged offer, right? You should already have some type of a group program or hybrid program that includes a course and coaching that comes along with that course. That's what you put out into the marketplace. And what I often recommend, instead of discounting the price, I recommend that you offer a bonus during Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday that will vanish over the course of the weekend, or put three bonuses in place. The first one expires if you don't invest in it on Black Friday. The second one expires if you don't invest in it on Cyber or Small Business Saturday. And the third one expires on Monday if you don't invest. You can easily do something like that without having to take money off. Every time you take money off, you are dipping into your profitability. Your profitability is what allows you to continue to grow your company and have cash reserves as you hire new team members, as you decide to introduce new strategies or bring on consultants to help you to take your business to the next level. And every time you discount, you dip into your profit. And I don't think it's worth it because I'm very clear that it does not have to happen. Again, I want to say this one more time before we take a break. Holidays are not just for sales. You are not in retail. You are a service-based business. And just keep that in mind. When we come back from this quick break, I'm going to continue. I've got 5 or 6 more tips I want to share with you so that you can maximize your holiday selling. We'll be right back. I know you love the Move to Millions podcast. I know you can't wait every single week for me to drop a new episode. You know what that tells me? It tells me that you're also going to love my brand new book, Move to Millions, the proven framework to become a million-dollar CEO with grace and ease instead of hustle and grind. Listen to me. Everything you need to know to make millions of dollars without losing your shirt, your sanity, or anything that's important to you in the process is in this powerful book. It takes what you are experiencing each week on the podcast to the absolute next level. Go now to movetomillionsbook.com to grab your copy. Welcome back. You're listening to the Move to Millions podcast. And in this episode, we are talking all about holiday sales. Listen, there's an opportunity for you to really maximize the fourth quarter in your business and prepare to take it to the next level. I'm all about that last cash injection before we get to the end of the year. That brings me so much joy. And that is what I want you to maximize during this holiday selling season. So just before we went to the break, I started to talk to you about some of the things you need to shift in your come from in order to maximize this holiday selling time without feeling like you got to give everything away, because every time you discount, you dip into your profit. Here's a case study. I love to use Apple as an example. I don't know if you are as avid of an Apple person as I am, and I don't want to say too much because they're not sponsoring this episode, but let me just say this. Apple barely gives a discount on Black Friday. I think they give you $100 off. And can we be real? What is $100? You can't even get no AirPods at $100. Like, seriously. But Apple never discounts, right? Labor Day. I saw so many people having Labor Day sales and people were doing Independence Day sales. Apple never discounts. So you've got to ask yourself, are you Walmart with the constant rollback? Are you Apple, who believes in the product that you have developed and have developed it to be superior to what else exists in the marketplace, that you can show up on a holiday where everybody else is discounting their products and their services, and you can command your regular rates and still clean up? That's what I want you to think about, because it's going to require strategy and you got to start planning now in order to maximize it. I talk about planning all the time, right? Because planning has to happen before you make the move. So Apple doesn't discount. Why are you? That's what I want you to think about. People spend real money all year long on items that they need and items that solve a problem. You've heard me talk before about spice problems. Whatever you want to present as a part of that Black Friday corridor, it needs to solve a spice problem. It needs to be specific and substantive, pervasive and persistent, immediate and insurmountable, clear and conscious and contrarian, and it needs to be expensive and expansive. That problem that whatever you are presenting is going to solve can command top dollar no matter what's happening, no matter what your quote unquote alleged competitors are doing. It doesn't matter. It only matters the value that you hold and your confidence in the product or service that you're putting into the marketplace. So you've got to be crystal clear and truly understand the problem that your ideal clients have that are looking for you around Black Friday. You've got to start communicating with them about what's coming on Black Friday in advance, right? The fear of missing out is real. And if you seed the opportunity to join your program during that corridor, which is the perfect corridor, because so many people during that time are gearing up for the program that they're going to submerge themselves in January. So it's the perfect time. They can enroll in your program. They can take their time doing their pre-work and they can get started in January, and you will have made money
in the current year that helps to increase the profitability and standing of your company in this year? Again, I'm going to keep saying it. You don't have to discount your services in order to make big money around holiday sales. All right, let's jump into the other things that you're going to need to do in order to make sure that this goes off without a hitch, right? So you're going to have to plan and create a strategy around it. You're going to have to set a goal. And I'm really big into backing into the number. And so the ease and simplicity of this process, let's talk about making $100,000 over the Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday window. Okay. So $100,000 is what we want to make. So then to back into what's it going to take to make this $100,000, what are you going to offer? Which of your current products and services that you already have that are ready to go, that can be marketed, that are leveraged, meaning you work them one to many, not one to one, can you put out and begin to think about strategy and messaging specifically about end of the year, going into the new year, about what product can it be? Let's say the product that you choose is a $5,000 product, right? So it's an online course. Maybe it comes with some level of interaction with you and your team, but that's what it is, right? It's a course. It's got some Q&A time in there. Maybe it's got a few other things, but not too much, right? Because a course by itself could be sellable for $5,000. So if it's $5,000 and we want to make $100,000, we need to sell 20 during Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday. Next question you want to ask yourself is, how big is your list? How many people are currently on your marketing list? Now, I'm not talking about who's in your Facebook group. Your Facebook group is great. And you're going to present this to your Facebook group as well. But you don't control those people. They don't belong to you. You don't own the real estate, so to speak, on them. They belong to Facebook, right? So if you haven't done something already to get all of the people in your Facebook group onto your list, this is part of your planning process between now and when you're going to launch this, when you're going to start talking about your Black Friday deal. I've got my fingers in the air quotes because it's going to be a deal for transformation, not a deal for savings. You got that? You want to start thinking about what you're going to do and what you're going to say in order to get them to experience the fear of missing out and therefore find a sense of urgency to invest in this $5,000 course over those 3 days, right? So that's the first, how big is your list? How can you get them on your list? So you might say something like, I'm going to be launching something special just in time for Black Friday. And the only way to hear about it is to be on my email list or something like that, right? You might also decide that on Black Friday or Cyber Monday or even Small Business Saturday that you're going to hold a webinar. And during that webinar, your goal is to get 500 people to register for that webinar to make sure that you walk away with your 20 sales and you can make $100,000, right? So that's the second. How big is my list? How many people do I have that I could share this with, right? If you have Facebook group, getting those people to your list to increase the size of your list. How responsive is my list, right? Across the board in the industry, open rates are going down. So you want to take that into consideration. So how responsive is my list? Do I have cell phone numbers? If I created a text campaign, would that increase the likelihood that I would get people to open my messages and therefore take my call to action? Questions you want to be asking yourself in preparation to launch this. Next question. If I were to launch a webinar in order to enroll 20 people in my $5,000 course or my $5,000 program, what do I feel is the biggest ticking time bomb right now for my ideal clients? Because that's going to be what your webinar is about. And you're going to position that webinar. You could do it on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. You could do it on Friday morning. You could decide when in that corridor you're going to hold your webinar. And that is what opens the cart. And it's a weekend cart for people to be able to get this $5,000 thing. Are you seeing what's happening? Are you seeing how easily you can endeavor right now to make six figures over Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday? Here's what I want you to do. If you decide to take me up on this and implement this strategy in your business, I want you to do me a favor. I want you, once you've done it and you've completed it, I want you to make sure you send me a message. Slide in my DMs on Instagram
or on Facebook so that I know what happened. Leave a comment, leave a rating and review. If I make you six figures over Black Friday, you better make sure you leave a review on this podcast. I want you to realize how easy it is for you to sell and sell during the holidays without discounting your products and services. I know that's what we've been taught, but we've got to start to think a new thought, because the right client, your ideal client, your pinnacle client, your higher end client isn't in it for the deal, the financial savings. They're in it for the transformation. And so that's what's going to make the biggest difference for you. Okay. So you're identifying what your offer is going to be, how much you want to make, what your offer is going to be, how big your list is, how responsive your list is, because that's going to determine what you need to include in your campaign. If your email list is very responsive, then you could get away with just an email sequence. If your email list is not as responsive as it used to be and you have cell phone numbers, then I would highly recommend that you include text messages in there. If your email list isn't as responsive, you don't have that many phone numbers, but you are connected to people on social media, then you might want to erect a strategy to begin a conversation with them now in the DMs, so that by the time you get to this holiday corridor sale weekend, it's not spammy. You've actually been getting to know them and finding out what their challenges so that you could present them with an opportunity, right? You might even want to survey your list and your community online to say something like, if I were to, I'm thinking about putting something together or offering a program over the holiday weekend. What is the problem? If you wanted to have an opportunity to work with me and my team, as you end this year and get ready for the new year, what is the problem you'd want to work with us to solve? And then you have that data. You can validate that the program that you've already created is going to meet those gaps that exist for people. And then you know you have people who will be interested in it. You also need to create your follow-up plan. So that follow-up plan is also going to be part email, part text message, part phone call. You might even have to do ringless voicemails or automated phone calls during that weekend to stay on top of them, because the weekend is going to close. And guess what? Everybody and their grandfather is also doing a Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday sale. And so if you want to be the one that gets it, you're going to have to be fully present and stay in front of them. You're going to have to be there like a broken record, just constantly in their minds in order for them to choose to follow through with accepting your call to action. But it doesn't have to be hard. It's just a few short steps. Then you get the emails written, and it may already be copy that you have for the program if it's something that you've presented to your community in the past. So you might need to tweak them to make them more about the end of the year and starting the new year strong and finally solving this problem and those types of things that really incite emotion and demonstrate urgency. But it really doesn't have to be hard for you to make six figures over the holiday. I want this for you. I want you to make six figures in a short period of time and leverage that in order to set your business on a trajectory to even make your 2023 that much better. This is what I know is possible for you. So I'm going to be holding the space for you to have a holiday sale that generates six figures and for you to do it without discounting your services or presenting something with a seven on the end. Y'all know how I feel about the sevens, right? Now, most people don't even understand why they're using the sevens. They're just going along to get along. But you have to know sales psychology. You have to know pricing psychology to understand why the seven is present. And the people who shop and look for sevens are the people who are looking for a discount. They might not be your ideal client. The people you often want to work with are affluent. And so they want a nice round zero on the end of your product. So when I say 5,000, I mean 5,000, not $4,997 or $4,998, because your ideal client isn't looking for a financial deal. They're looking for a transformational deal. And I think as long as you keep remembering that, you keep ingraining that into your psyche, you make that a core part of who you are, you'll begin to shift how you show up, not just during the holiday season, but all year long in your business. Because at any point in time, you can make sales. At any point in time, you could erect a special opportunity for people to enroll in your program and to work with you. And so instead of discounting it, again, you might offer some vanishing bonuses. So your homework assignment, in addition to getting this whole thing together, is to figure out what your bonuses might be. What's the bonus that's going to expire if they don't purchase by 11:59 p.m. in your time zone on Black Friday? What's the bonus that might expire if they don't purchase by 11:59 your time zone on Small Business Saturday? And what is the bonus that might expire if they don't purchase by 11:59 your time zone on Cyber Monday? I just created a six-figure strategy for you. You're welcome. You can thank me by actually implementing this in your business and then making sure that you tell me all about it. This is, we're going into the most profitable quarter in every year, the fourth quarter. And for those of you who don't work business to consumer, you work business to business, keep in mind that this is the perfect time to go back to your corporate and nonprofit clients and find out what they still need. You can get them to invest in something in this year that they don't actually get redeemed or delivered until the new year. Depending upon the organization and how their budgeting works, how their fiscal year runs, they may have money that's going to run out at the end of the fourth quarter. And a lot of times when I was a vice president running my own department, if I didn't spend my budget when we did the budget for the next year, some of that money might have been taken away. And I never wanted to lose my budget. So if I put money in for personal development or team building or whatever I might have put money in my budget for my team and my department, I wanted to spend that. So for those of you who are executive coaches and speakers and trainers and corporations, the people that you know, they likely have money left over in their budget that they haven't appropriated yet, that if they don't appropriate, they might miss it. Roll all of that into your holiday sales corridor. Create an environment for you to be able to pick up some wins that way. So I don't want you to think that if you aren't working directly with consumers or entrepreneurs, that you cannot benefit from holiday selling. Holiday selling is for everyone. Everyone is looking for transformation to solve their biggest problems, the problems they've been unsuccessful at solving on their own all the time. You have a distinct opportunity to leverage the power of the holiday, to leverage the fourth quarter to make six figures or seven figures this quarter. We always do a launch in the fourth quarter. It is always a multiple six, if not a seven-figure launch. 2 years ago, we did a $1 million quarter in the fourth quarter of the year. So you can totally make great amounts of money because money is an energy that's available to you whenever you decide you want it. And if you decide that this holiday needs to be a six-figure holiday for you, rock on, sister. Rock on, brother. Let's make this thing happen. I will be right there holding the space and cheering you on for your amazing holiday sales. Big part of the reason why we are running this episode again is because last year it was such a big hit and so many people slid into my DMs to tell me how they were going to leverage a strategy in order to make six figures over the holidays. I wanted to be able to share it with you guys again because guess what? It still works. And there are many things that my team and I will be doing to maximize our Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday as well. And I don't want you to miss out on it. And like I said throughout the episode, I want you to understand that you don't have to discount, you don't have to find the cheapest thing, and you don't have to create anything new. Your most ideal clients are looking for an opportunity to work with you. Spend the time putting the marketing plan in place to generate enough awareness so that when your specials, air quotes around specials, because I'm not suggesting that you have to do anything different than what you already do, come out, they will see them. So you want to make sure that you are doing your part to get the message out, to get in front of as many people as you possibly can, so that this can be a six-figure holiday season for you. What kind of a difference would it make if you were able in generating six figures over the course of a weekend to shift and change the trajectory of your business and to put you in contention to be able to make the move to millions within a year? I tell you what'll happen. You will change your life and you will set the course for what is to become normal for you going forward. This is what I desire for you because I believe that when more business owners are making more money, the planet will shake. I'll see you guys next time. Take care. Thank you for joining me for the Move to Millions podcast. If this episode has impacted you in any way, would you please take a moment and rate and review? Doing so helps us to deepen our impact and expand our reach around the world. And if you are ready to start your very own Move to Millions, I highly recommend that you order your very own copy of my brand new best-selling book, Move to Millions, the proven framework to become a million-dollar CEO with grace and ease instead of hustle and grind. You can get your copy and our bonuses today at movetomillionsbook.com. Until next time, remember, millions are your birthright, and to access them, you need only move. I'll see you next time.